EPA Waters of the U.S. Rule still generating controversy. Hello again, everyone, and welcome for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. At a congressional hearing, the Agriculture Secretary was repeatedly asked about a proposal that didn't even come from his department. USDA's Gary Crawford has more.
In a House Ag Committee hearing this week with Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack, what was the issue most raised by lawmakers?
The issue on waters of the U.S.
Waters of the United States.
The waters of the U.S.
Waters of the U.S.
The waters of the United States.
And of course, that's an EPA proposal, not the Ag Department. Nonetheless, Tom Vilsack bombarded by requests from lawmakers to make a strong stand against the EPA rule. Some wanted him to flat out tell EPA to drop it. Vilsack's reply?
It is a sister agency, and I have to respect that.
Vilsack outlined what he has done, meeting with EPA Administrator Gina McCarthy, urging her to go out and talk to farmers and commodity groups and having his experts explain to EPA the possible impacts of that rule.
It's a question of style, I guess. Some people want a more open style. Some people think it's more effective to work behind the scenes. But I am concerned about making sure that I've got a relationship so that I am in a position to have an impact on not just one rule, but on all of the rules.
And he said telling EPA what to do, making a fight out of it, would jeopardize his ability to do that. In Washington, Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Well, last month, Farm Bureau leaders from across the country heard from AFBF President Bob Stallman on the waters of the U.S. rule proposal.
Over the past year, Farm Bureau members have come together like never before to fight the attempt to regulate nearly every drop of rainwater that falls. Farm Bureau members all across this country have told the EPA and the Corps what they think of that. They spoke loudly and clearly. Ditch the rule.
American Farm Bureau President Bob Stallman and farmers nationwide have let their views be known on why this proposed rule needs to be ditched. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.